Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Magical engineer Frank and I are here to empower you. That's what we're going to do here on Herb Talk. Oh, thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. It's a third Tuesday, so that means Dr. Carly's going to be with us, so she'll be with us for the second half. And for the first half, we're going to talk about this new transition in technology and what that may mean for healthcare, your health, and, you know, everything in technology, as it were. And so we'll get to that. And we do have a quack report. But don't forget, Ty Bollinger's Quest for the Cures is still being broadcast. So if you haven't signed up to listen free, you can go to the powerherbs.com website, click on links, and then click on Ty's banner to follow the instructions on how to, you know, sign up for free broadcasts on his Quest for the Cures continues. It's kind of like a documentary on natural cures for things, and I think you'll enjoy it. A lot of people have just been saying it's great stuff, so do sign up when you can. We did send out some news blasts to those on our list, just as a reminder, so if you haven't signed up for that, you can do so there at thepowerherbs.com as well. Also, well, if you have any health ideas for shows that you want me to cover, just shoot me an email off the website, and I'll try to incorporate that into the show. We do have a crack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi. Praying for all our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer. I'm lifting all of America up in prayer. And, now is the time to seek the Lord's face, and humble ourselves and ask for justice, ask for truth. We're supposed to do that. And it's part of our duty to ask for that. So if we do that and we get a revival, enough people in America, we can turn the ship around, because we need some righteous leadership. We need some truth. We need to get rid of corruption. You know how it goes. You can feel it. I know you can. Spiritually, you can. So seek the Lord's face and mind the time, for it grows short. Because, if you believe God, you'll be a lover of the truth. That's what he's looking for. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, in the crack report, what do we have here? Well, here's something. more regulation on packaging of food products. Scientists are calling for exercise data to be printed on packaging because they say people are just ignoring the calorie information. That's right. So if you buy a bottle of Coke, for example, which has 210 calories, he said that's a tenth. Scientists are saying that's a tenth of your recommended daily allowance, especially for women. So they're saying researchers at John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore are saying we got to give the consumer more healthy information on things like that. So they're also going to be taking the same approach for food and restaurant menus. So you can find this information published in the American Journal of Public Health because there's growing evidence, they say, that suggests that calorie information is being ignored on a typical soda that's 250 calories. So what they want to do is like say, all right, if you're going to drink this soda, you got to run 4 miles to burn off this calorie intake. How do you think that's going to work? I don't know. I think people just ignore that, too. Moving along in the quack report. Let's just ignore that. We're going to go to what the CDC is saying about this new vitamin D Nile drug. Isn't that great? Yeah, the CDC has partnered up with the FDA for this approved medical treatment for the Ebola virus. They say it's a guaranteed 100% protection against the pandemic. The Ebola pandemic. Really? So the new anti-Ebola drug called Vitamin D Nile, or N-I-A-L, is offered, they say, free of charge to anybody that wants to go vote on November 4th. Really? Okay. So CDC agents in the field will be armed with information, of course, free vaccines, if anybody wants to participate in getting treatment. The bad thing is, one of the bad things, I should say, the vitamin D Nile vaccine is administered rectally. Yeah, the inventors of vitamin D Nile is a team of brilliant big pharma researchers who also invented the ADHD vaccine. Isn't that nice? Oh, yeah. Yeah. New way of giving it. All right, last but not least, in the quack report, here's some interesting research out of Szemlélőszentmihályi University in Budapest. Researcher Zina Gonda, lead researcher on this project, biochemical studies, they have them thinking that there's some reasons why people are born with the personalities that they're born with. So they're saying, what they're saying in a nutshell is the season in which you were born will affect your mood. So Professor Gonda is saying is that, if you're born in a certain time of year, it affects your monoamine neurotransmitters, which affect your dopamine and serotonin, and it'll affect you all through your adult life, she says. So birth of your the season of your birth has long-lasting effects, is what they're saying. She says, those that are, apparently when you're in the mother's womb, she says, you know, the season in which you're, you know, incubating there, as they were, gestating, it affects your nervous system. How the nutrition that's available during that season is critical, so forth and so on. So the foods and nutrients available to pregnant mom could also, affect your circadian rhythms when you are, you know, come out of the womb there. And they think it is something that they need to look at in the future for things like depression, seasonal affective disorder, the SAD, and so forth and so on. So here's the thing. They're saying, these Hungarian researchers are saying, that if you're born in the summer, you are going to be moodier than those who are born in the winter. Right. So I guess it's a bad thing, they're saying. Not good, not all that great, if you're born in the summer months. This is what they're saying, not what I'm saying. But here's something that's really interesting. President Barack Obama, born in August. Fidel Castro, also born in August. No offense to anybody born in August, though. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, no offense to anybody born in the warm months, you know. I had a couple of babies born in the warmer months, and they don't seem to have those moods. So I don't know about Hungarians, but more research due there. All right, we're going to be talking about this transition in technology, because it's kind of freaking me out. What I'm reading, what I'm seeing, it's going to get really bizarre. The knowledge that seems to be flowing in our current age is pretty vast, but is it truth? Is it healthy, and is it controllable? So the methods that scientists and researchers are using seem to be pushing the fringes of morality and creation. Recently, on the Technology Watch, not less than 9 new technologies are being launched, which will either be worn by people, they call them the wearables, or inserted into people, you know, in their bodies. So the technology industry calls this an important shift in the, quote, wearables, and they're already being looked at as a stepping stone to something else. Oh, my Lord. So just like car manufacturers, you know, they like to streamline the look of their car engines and conceal the working parts, likewise, the technology industry wants to take external devices and implant them in humans. So where is this leading mankind, and what are the risks? So we're going to check it out. All right, we're going to talk about this implantable technology that's coming right now. It's not in the future, it's here. This implantable technology is not something that is coming. It is here right now. It's moving at an unprecedented pace. Now, experts are saying that it isn't if, but when it will be part of you. So they expect everybody to sign up for this. So does anyone really see the danger here of creating what I call a Borg race? This is so close to Star Trek, it's freaking me out. So what does Silicon Valley want for their human fashion of 2015? Well, let's check it out. There's 9 or 8 things here. Smartphones, which will become part of your body, and that you'll be connected to the smartphone 24/7. And that is going to be a reality, folks. So there are also the storable chips that people will implant in their fingers, hands, arms. Instead of using flash drives to store data, they'll use this instead, little chips embedded in their, you know, appendages to transfer information from other devices. 3, they'll have embedded sensors in their bones, which become speakers. Isn't that kind of weird? I think it is. Now, also, eye implants are going to be a big one. Eye implants where your eye works like a picture phone and can transfer the image of embedded RFID chips and other devices. So the images can also appear in the eye implant itself, but you'll be able to blink your eye, take a picture, and with a thought, send it somewhere. You know, your friends, your Facebook page, maybe? I don't know. Also, medical chips that tie to a smartphone app will monitor vital signs and disease symptoms, and also are going to be used throughout the body for different things. And they're calling this bionic medicine. Okay, so it's going to be a new specialized area of medicine. New sensor-embedded bionic organs are currently under testing at Boston University. A sensor-embedded pancreas communicates with smartphone tracking their blood sugar. And in the UK, in London, scientists are using capsule-filled technology to monitor fat levels in obese patients. So the capsules are able to make patients feel full, and they hope that this will replace surgery, the procedures that usually curb the appetites of obese people. And lastly, the whole field of medicine is really being implanted with new bionic gadgets like implants for heart murmurs, implants for anxiety, and they are tied to smartphones and they communicate directly with your doctor. Some people think that's neat. I don't know. I look at this stuff and I see problems. All right, let's look at the inner space of it all. You know, there was this movie in the 1980s with Martin Short and Dennis Quaid. It was called Inner Space. Do you remember that? So it was a fictional story of a test pilot, Quaid, who was shrunk down to size in his little ship. And then he was put into he was basically a microchip size. And he was put into a syringe and he accidentally got injected into a man, Martin Short. So was this Hollywood's way of telling us something was coming down the pike? The point is, if nanotechnology is not kept in check, there could be no barrier breached by technology within the human body. And as we know, Bill Gates wants implantable 16-year functional birth control chips. The question is, who's going to be in control of the external devices, and can someone override them? Now, the British call their research project Proteus, and it involves a body navigating vessel filled with processors which send information back to doctors. So it is interesting that this program with the chip, which navigates the blood system, is named after a Greek sea god of rivers, streams, and oceans. So this new medical technology is being promoted as a simple invasive treatment, they say, with less fuss than getting a tattoo. Well, maybe people don't want tattoos either. So, well, let's talk about the tattoo. It's called the digital tattoo keys. Have you heard about these? New tattoo chips are being used on the skin as keys to unlock your car door, your home, your cell phones, and so forth. So these are implants made of computer fiber mesh, the diameter of a human hair. And these devices will also monitor your body as closely as Houston Control monitored the astronauts. So you most likely won't need to see your doctor for tattoo keys because, there's this one company called Dangerous Things. Take note of that title there. This company, Dangerous Things, offers NFC chips that you can have embedded in your finger for about $100. So the application is similar to a tattoo, and recipients can point their finger and enter codes and unlock devices. They feel really magical about that. And the company offers a warning, though, that this treatment is not tested, it's not regulated, and use at your own risk. So they also recommend that a trained body piercing professional implant your devices for you. Now, this company was founded by a biohacker, okay? And then there's the brain hookup, okay? Sci-fi movies have often portrayed human characters that have had their brain enhanced with some kind of technology. Now, the research team at Brown University is attempting to make such a phenomenon a plausible reality. So the idea of human brain implanted with technology to directly connect to computers and other wireless devices is called BrainGate. So no obnoxious bulk bulky hardware is required for this scientific upgrade, they say. The device is the size of a baby aspirin, and it's packed full of electrodes which decode your neural pathway signals and translate them into bits of computer language for real-time communications with external devices. So the Intel chips are going to be part of this human-computer upgrade by 2020. Not far away. However, are people going to allow, are they going to trust their brains to technology implants, no matter how small they are? According to Intel scientist Dean Promolu, he says, quote, eventually people will be willing to be more committed to brain implants and being able to search the web with the power of their thoughts, end of quote. Yeah, but what about the risks? You know, anybody stopping to think about what could happen? Well, let's talk about the maintenance, because even Borgs have to have maintenance, right? Maintenance is required with all technology. And how inconvenient is it going to be to be retrofitted with these devices? Well, according to Draper Laboratory of Cambridge, Massachusetts, they have been developing a biodegradable power source for these Borg devices, otherwise known as implantable or wearable digital technology. Now, isn't that just perfect? Batteries that transfer power wirelessly, and then they just melt inside your body. So they're also looking at powering this technology through your body's glucose. So this is still foreign electric current being processed inside you, inside the body. And there is a possibility that this nanotechnology, because that's what it is, could be made to replicate on their own. Now, scientists already know that artificial intelligence will operate in a swarm or a herd. So imagine, you know, taking over a body. Now, we're told that's not going to happen, that the technology for these devices are encrypted, it's hard to hack, hard maybe, but not impossible. So who knows what doctors or hackers could do inside your body and when they're in control of that nano network? And you know what? This is all government-supported. Nanotechnology is supported by government. In short, it is predicted that strong campaigns are going to be launched to overcome the social norms which would object or hammer against this nano invasion. So this technology will erase all privacy, the need for other physical IDs, paper medical records, flash drives, cell phones, cameras, banks, teller machines, visas, passports, keys, and even paper and pen. So the technology will be marketed to counter missing persons, you know, save on resources, of course, save the planet. So it's going to be advertised as making life more secure. So when society rolls over and accepts such a nano-controlled world, it's going to kiss goodbye individualism, privacy, freedom, and I think godliness. So why would anyone choose humanity over software, or software over humanity, right? Well, I'm being facetious, I know. Okay, let's talk about the tech avalanche, because, you know, we seem to have this avalanche of technology where you learn one software program, and here comes the new update, the new version. So the amount of change has become hyper-driven by technology. So what is called modern conveniences has also become an ethical burden, because with more technology come more laws. With more laws comes more regulation. And with more regulation comes less freedom. So technology is making life less secure. Now, someone on the other side of the world can hack everything and cause irreparable harm to people's lives. So technology may assist law enforcement, but it also makes things easier for people like stalkers. You know, criminals won't risk the exposure of being chipped. That old saying that locks and doors are for honest people also applies to nanotechnology. All right, so what we're having here is really we're hacking the human body. So the movement in nanotechnology is geared to hack the human organic body. The U.S. government is spending millions of tax dollars on bionic programs to make soldiers superhuman. Projects such as making helmets outfitted with telepathic communications and brain-to-computer interfaces are already a reality. And it won't be long before someone becomes the first superhuman computer, literally. Now, some will see this technology as becoming more intimate, and some will see it as becoming more intimidating. So there are also unofficial experiments that are being conducted by what we call biohackers. They're also called grinders that use these tech implants to self-style themselves. They are sometimes called do-it-yourself cyborgs. So if geeky hackers can do this, what else can they do without anyone knowing? So whatever it is that they do, it will be discreet and it'll be wearable and even fashionable. So big corporations like Apple and Samsung are actually keeping track of people like this, see what they're developing. Now, as man becomes more robotic, worrying questions emerge. If cyborging out, I guess that's the term, if you want to cyborg out your body, if it that becomes acceptable and affordable and even legal, what's that going to mean for those who reject the technology? Because this is going beyond keeping up with the Joneses here. It is more like keeping up with the bionic man. So will neural interfaces make people super strong or fast, going beyond the normal human capability? Will this technology breed a new species of superheroes? Well, the people who embrace this kind of technology are calling themselves transhumanists. They claim that technology will make humans better. So people who are outfitted with such technology will become post-human. So here's what they are going to be outfitted with. Bear with me, Frank. I know I'm coming up to the break, but hang in here. One is there's brain implants to expand memory and access all wireless technology. Number two, exoskeleton to boost physical strength, speed, and endurance. Number three, spinal implants for high-speed internet connections and to enhance genital sexual function. And four, access key control chips with technology passwords. So as humans become more like machines, they will need to build better and better software to ward off all the glitches that come with these advancements. Because just think about it. Think about spam flowing through your head or a Trojan that wants to erase part of your brain. Well, I think the cyber problems would be just starting. So gain balance, people. The world may be going to hell in a handbasket, but there's still God, and he's on his throne, and his will is going to be done. So stay close to the Almighty. He'll protect you. Pray Psalms 91. Use your God-created herbs. Promote and preserve health. Herbs are here for the serviceman. ThePowerHerbs.com. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. call Apothecary Herbs for the prostate kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Are you concerned about prescription drug dependency to stay healthy? Are you worried that the cost and availability of your medications may put your health at risk? Perhaps it's time you consider a natural, safe, and effective way to deal with your health problems. If only you knew where to start. Start right here. Tune in to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Monthly guest on the third Tuesday is our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley. You can check out her website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. Of course, for your convenience, we do have her banner on our links page. So you just click on that. Really easy to get over there. Lots of information that will empower you. And she joins us now. Hello, Dr. Carley.
Hello, Wendy.
How are you doing?
Still breathing.
Awesome. Well, I know a lot of people are still hashing over this Ebola thing. Has anything new emerged that you need to share with us?
Well, a very interesting thing for me was somebody sent me a YouTube video. People can check it out. The title is CDC Trailers Being Hidden in Hickory, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's where I live. And interestingly, after I watched that YouTube, and it shows four CDC trailers, they're being hidden behind a furniture mart under armed guard. I happened to go to make some copies at Office Depot, and I ran into a cop there, and I asked him about it, and he knew all about it. Others had already asked him, and his answer was, oh, I don't know anything about it. Others have asked me, but I don't know what's going on. And then he said they're probably, you know, using the trailers for training purposes. Then in Saturday's Charlotte Observer, there was a number given. North Carolina health officials offer information on Ebola, and the number they gave out was 800-222-1222. 800-222-1222, telling people to press number 6 to get information on Ebola. So I called the number, and a woman answered the phone, and she knew all about it as well. And I said, what are these trailers for? And she says, well, I don't know. They won't tell us what they're for, but I can guarantee you it has nothing to do with any Ebola cases in Hickory. And I said, if they won't tell you what the trailers are for, how can you give out such a guarantee? She said, well, I just know they guaranteed us that it has nothing to do with Ebola. So, you know, who knows how many other places in the country we have CDC trailers being set up. Why are they being set up? Because we all know that the Ebola pandemic will actually be caused by the vaccine. So, you know, this kind of hit home for me, very close to home.
Yeah, I heard also that they plan to give out free Ebola vaccine injections when people go vote on November 4th.
Oh, great. Another reason not to vote.
Well, you know, people need to do their homework on that stuff. Well, you know, we've got nurses actually in Massachusetts at the Brigham Women's Hospital suing over having to have a flu shot. You know, can you imagine having to have an Ebola shot? I don't see how people are functioning in the healthcare industry with all this stress. I really don't.
Well, what disgusts me about the nurses is that they only started complaining when they were being forced to get vaccines. They had no problem with giving it to others, knowing that the vaccines were, you know, basically very dangerous. But we know where we're going. I mean, Obama's already written an executive order that, you know, mandatory vaccines can be forced under declaration of some pandemic situation. So they're going to try to do this to everybody. And that's why people have to stand up and say no, because, you know, this is how they're going to spread the pandemic.
Right.
We've talked on other shows, you know, Mike Adams, the health ranger, has an article on his website giving a link to the actual patent that the CDC has on Ebola. So it's the same story. They keep rerunning the same, you know, modus operandi. You know,
right.
Create a virus, develop a vaccine, and then the vaccine is how they spread the disease.
Right. Well, I know you've been on the show many times, and you have said that a lot of vaccines, not just, you know, what they're going to be starting up with the Ebola vaccine, corrupts the DNA. How long has science known that to happen? I think it was back in the 70s, wasn't it?
Well, I got the information from a 1999 Scientific American article entitled Genetic Vaccines, which is one of the references to my paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, which is on drcarley.com. And all you have to do, I mean, the purpose of the article, you know, they always twist and spin things. The purpose of the article was to make people believe that you could repair genetic damage with vaccines, but all you have to do is look at the diagrams and images in the article, and it basically shows you how they shoot circular rings of DNA called plasmids into people through the vaccination process, and then those plasmids of DNA incorporate themselves into your genetic structure. So they're actually showing you how they corrupt your genetic structure in an article that claims that they can repair your genetic structure. But as long as they've been doing vaccines, I mean, this is the situation. You know, they may not have admitted it. I don't know when the first time they admitted it was, but, you know, it's self-evident. And this is why, you know, the genetic diseases that we do have, there's actually very few that have been around for a long time. But, for example, when they talk about the BRCA mutations in breast cancer patients, how did they know where to look? Because they caused the mutations in the first place. And this is true for all these mutations, in my opinion.
So do you think that the vaccines, I know you've said they cause all degenerative diseases, and some people come up with different diseases than others. So are you saying that depending on the person's strength genetically, their weaker areas where they're going to have a problem?
Well, you know, your genetics determine the strength of your immune system. But, in fact, I have thousands of documents, scientific papers from all over the world, and especially the article Science of Vaccine Damage, which is on my ReversingVaccineReducedDiseases.com website on the pet page, where 19 scientific articles published by non-pharma-funded veterinarians came to the same conclusion as I came to, that all diseases in internal medicine, in people and in pests, are caused by vaccines. Of course, it's not just vaccines. It's pesticides, fluoride, aspartame, Fukushima radiation. The list is endless. We're getting many, many different assaults. But yes, the strength of your immune system is key, and by filling us up with toxins, that breaks down our immune system's capability to, you know, protect ourselves, because we become, you know, a toxic cesspool, basically. And our body gets the message, you're dying. So, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, turn on those more dangerous organisms that are going to break down your body, and that's what happens.
Okay, so... So, you know, a lot of people focus now on the I think it's less than 10,000 people now that have died from Ebola, but we have more people that die every day in America based on pharmaceutical medications that patients were told to take and they took them appropriately, based on, I guess, doctor error, hospital error, the bacteria people get while they're at the hospital. Abortion. I mean, the list is long. We've got millions of people dying every day or every year in America, but people are choosing to focus on the Ebola thing.
Well, first of all, I don't believe anything that they give out in terms of numbers of Ebola cases. You know, if you check out alternative media sources, the people in West Africa have actually come out and said that the only people dying are the ones that get shots from the Red Cross.
I had heard that.
And they're actually killing some of these quote-unquote healthcare workers, Doctors Without Borders, all of these minions being sent in there to, you know, get this alleged pandemic going. But, yes, we're lied to about everything. And, of course, let's not forget the Fraudulent Drug Administration that approves all these drugs to begin with. As I'm working on my computer, I usually have television on in the background, and it's unbelievable how many commercials there are for different law firms bringing suits against manufacturers of transvaginal mesh. There's a new one now that's saying hysterectomies may cause uterine cancer. There's another one that says using talcum powder can cause uterine cancer. It's amazing how all these things come out so that the law firms can make cash. However, these things are still happening. People are still getting hysterectomies. They're still selling talcum powder with no, you know, warnings on the label. So at the same time that they're continuing to use these toxic drugs, you know, the law firms are, you know, stepping up so that they can make a 42% commission or whatever the going rate is on people that decide to enter the lawsuit.
Well, so do you think it was more likely that the, I guess, healthcare professionals that have supposedly tested positive for Ebola, if that's true, were inoculated with an Ebola vaccine?
Well, first of all, there is no accurate test for Ebola to begin with. There's no test that actually tells you you have the virus. It's the same situation as happens with AIDS. They test you for antibodies, and then, you know, they massively amplify the antibody levels in order to state that you've been, you know, exposed to this virus. It's the same crappy science. Somebody that I spoke with recently also told me that in West Africa, they're putting kerosene in the water. They're doing everything they can to poison these people because, you know, if your immune system works, you should be able to handle a virus. But if they can make you very, very sick from all kinds of toxins, bad water, you know, whatever, then you're not going to be able to handle it as well. And that's how they're going to increase their numbers, although I don't believe their numbers to begin with.
A lot of people want to know, you know, why are they starting, aside from, you know, selling a vaccine, why are they trying to start a pandemic in Africa with Ebola? And I think some people have said it's because of resources in Africa that they want to take. They want to also put people who are, I think, boycotting working in the diamond mines back to work and so forth and so on. So what's your take on that?
I totally agree, yes. There's a Facebook post by a person in, I believe it's Ghana, who basically lays the whole thing out, and that's exactly what they say. You know, they want to bring the troops in so they can kill the striking diamond miners, so they can take over the oil fields. That's why they're bringing troops in. Troops aren't experts in medical procedures, okay? So having the troops go in should be a red flag to anybody to begin with.
Well, yeah, and as we know, the troops are always inoculated with all kinds of, I guess, test drugs, vaccines that, you know, they're testing on the military. I guess they waive their rights and they have to be tested with it, right?
Well, they don't realize. They're not told by the recruiters when they sign up that they're going to be used as experimental guinea pigs. And I'm sure that these 3,000 troops will get the Ebola vaccine. They will be guinea pigs for that vaccine, just like they've been guinea pigs for anthrax and many other vaccines in the past.
This whole Ebola thing has gotten so much press, and there's so much fear behind it because of the nature of the supposed disease. The H1N1 wasn't nearly as hyped, and we've got that now in our standard flu vaccine. Do you think that they're going to want to add an Ebola virus to the standard flu vaccine after this?
Anything is possible, and of course, they don't tell us when they do these things. I'm sure nobody that gets the flu vaccine knows that it has the H1N1 in it as well. You know, unless you make something yourself, you don't know what's in it. And that's what people have to realize. As a matter of fact, I've always known that the reason children especially have life-threatening peanut allergies is because they put peanut oils in vaccines. And this is how they cause an autoimmune reaction against the peanuts to the point that children can go into anaphylactic shock even smelling a peanut butter sandwich in a cafeteria. But there's a Dr. Palevsky, PALEVSKY.com, who wrote an excellent article on how peanut oil has been used in vaccines since the 1960s. So you see, they're causing all of these things on purpose.
Well, is the peanut oil used for, on the vaccines that they give to pets?
He doesn't talk about that. But who knows what else they're putting in pet vaccines. It's all poison.
Right.
And like I said, you don't know what's in it unless you make it yourself.
Absolutely. Well, let's take the next few minutes talking about if people are searching for ways, you know, to detox and clean their system, especially you're an expert in reversing vaccine-induced diseases. Is there any information you'd like to share with listeners on how they might go about doing that?
Well, it has to be done on an individual basis, and that's why I do consults for people, because everybody's different. They've been exposed to different poisons, and I use homeopathic remedies to detox. But you also have to uncover the immune system. You have to take natural remedies to reverse the damage. And, of course, I always talk about colloidal silver. In my opinion, that's the best way to, you know, protect yourself from viruses, be you person or pet. And in terms of Ebola, I'm also taking vitamin C, because
right.
vitamin C deficiency also causes hemorrhage from mucosal membranes, because the most important thing you want to make sure is that you don't develop any symptoms which would end you up going to a white coat. Because if you do, they will call the CDC and you will probably end up in quarantine.
Sure. Well, let me ask you, if I guess there's a difference if you're trying to reverse a vaccine-induced anything. I guess there's a difference between working with people that, I guess, were born in the 50s and 60s and those born today, because people born today, you know, from, I guess, the 90s onward, they're getting more vaccines as far as the number of vaccines. Do you see a big difference in helping people with that disparity?
Well, not in terms of doing consults for them, but in terms of the incidence of disease, yes.
Okay.
I mean, the only way you're going to find a healthy child today is if it's a child of a chiropractor or an Amish child or a Seventh-day Adventist. Those are the main groups that don't vaccinate. But otherwise, it's impossible to find a healthy child or a healthy pet, because they're being so damaged by vaccines.
Well,
and
I thought doctors didn't get their kids vaccinated either, or do some of them, I guess they do?
Well, I don't know of any that admit that they don't.
I'm
sure some of them are waking up, you know, as they're seeing all of these problems show up in their offices. I'm sure some of them don't, but I don't know of any doctor that admits they don't, because that would be a very big red flag, obviously.
Well, I know at one point you had a downloadable form for parents to use to show to their pediatricians, and that would help them out in situations of vaccination questions.
Yeah,
do you still have that up there? I know it was down for a while.
Well, the boys are constantly screwing with my website, so it's a full-time job just making sure that the links work. But last time I checked, yes, if you go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the vaccine-induced disease tab. The form you're talking about is entitled Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety. I think it's 4 pages. And basically it just states, you know, that the pediatrician, or you could use it for a veterinarian as well, knows all the stuff in vaccines and guarantees you that there will be no harmful damage to the person or pet, and that they will take personal responsibility if there is. And then they sign it. And, of course, no one has ever agreed to sign it, and that's what's very telling in terms of that they know what they're doing.
I see. All right. Very good. Well, we're almost out of time, so I know you're doing radio here and there. Tell us how people can hear your show.
Well, I'm going to a new station, the Liberty Beacon, BEACON.com. They're starting a whole new radio network. There's been a slight delay in getting that going. I should be on air within the next week or two. And people can go to my website once the show starts. I will have the time and days listed on there. But, yes, I'm doing shows pretty much every day at this point. The good news is people are waking up, and I'm very glad about that because I've been doing this work for almost 2 decades, and I'm just getting so tired of people, you know, not doing their own homework. They must do their own homework to protect their lives. And not just in regards to vaccines, but in regards to all the drugs that the white coats give. They're all killer drugs, and there's natural solutions for everything. As you know, your herbs are wonderful. I use many of your herbs as well. The last thing anybody wants to do is use a drug produced by Big Pharma.
Well, yeah, use at your own risk, apparently. And yeah. There's ways of checking that out on the Internet. You can look up all the side effects, not just what the pharmacy gives you. So all good advice. And, of course, Dr. Carley, it's been a very informative half hour with you. Of course, check out her website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. And if you'd like to call Dr. Carley, her office number is 828-294-0662, 828-294-0662. 0662, and she'll be back with us on the third Tuesday next month as well. Well, Dr. Carley, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Wendy, for all you do. And internationally, people can contact me at Skype. My Skype username is drcarley1. Thank you
awesome.
So much, Wendy, and keep up the good work.
You as well. Take care, Dr. Carley. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome. Definitely get that form, download the physician's, guarantee the vaccines are safe. Mm-hmm. Guarantee they won't sign that. They'll run. They won't sign that. So if you're having some issues or if you're really worried, you know, do your homework, get empowered, get your tools together and fight back for your own health, your health of your family, your children and so forth. It's important that you do that. I'm out of time, but I'll be back on Thursday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Until next time, I'm Wendy Wilson, wishing you all to be well.